not saying that God, that Hashem must create because he's good. That's not what he's saying. That's not what he means. Somebody was asking me that, I think.
Right. You're saying in order to be called good.
I'm saying that he's saying in his creation, he would have to make it good. Not that he has to.
Right.
To be, if since he is Tov, whatever he creates must be, have that quality. Doesn't mean he's compelled to.
Right.
It's not like a cause for the creation of the
universe. Right.
And that would be a problem. That would be like, why did God create?
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting into that type of question. Okay. Did you see the Torah, Moshe?
No, I didn't get it. We've been doing the Rosh Bar.
Here's your question over there.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
One of the Shikras. I don't know. I don't remember which one it was. Which question or which?
Well, I was asking which question, but either one would be.
What is that? What are you holding in your hand?
Bar Ilan, my tour.
Well, it looks like there's way too many words on that page.
Yeah, how did you get a super tour?
What do you have, like the whole.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get the tour.
How many simonim are there?
No, it's the whole tour. I don't know, we didn't get up there. This is a Rosh Bar.
No, the one on the
I think most things are abrasive if you put them on your eyes.
The one in Brachos.
Isn't that the one in Brachos?
The one in Brachos is the one. That's the one in Shabbos.
I know. I'm saying, isn't that the one?
The one was like so annoying. At least.
Wait, what is this? Where is it on the.
Very hot. Quarter to us, sir.
No, I don't mean this one. I meant the other one. The one where he talks about the brach.
Is it? Who printed?
Oh, I didn't print any doors.
So who printed this?
Seafoam baby.
The mine's half as big as.
Oh, well, he shouldn't have only printed two of them. He printed one, and that one had. One didn't have all of it on it.
Oh.
Full pages.
So this is not nice.
What's that? I'm on the wrong deck. Hold on. Right, Reish Beis.
Yeah. I knew something.
Reish Beis. I guess I understand the misunderstanding. But where is them here?
Koshi's
where we're going. Yeah, but there's nothing there. One line. Yeah, no, the other one. The one in the Reish Beis.
This one we didn't do.
Okay. So what do we have to do? Mile the same one?
Yeah.
Can we clarify something about Rashi Shita?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, if you just want to have really oily on the ground, so you just put in a lot of oil, it's not a case of kosher shmigron. What do you hold? Do you still make a bracha on the shemen?
That's the question in the Torah.
Right. Oh, that's right. Does he say what Rashi would hold? Or?
He doesn't say what Rashi would hold.
Uh-huh.
It's machlokas, though. That seems to be machlokas.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And just one more clarification with Rashi. If you put the oil in Lashem Bliya,
right,
and then you hold it in there, and then you spit it out, that'd be mutter, right?
I mean, it can't be harama. I mean, that's the thing.
Harama
is like a trick. You can't just do a trick.
Well,
that's
right.
It wasn't
Lashem Bliya.
How does it Lashem
Bliya
if you put it in
knowing?
Put
it
in Lashem
Bliya,
right?
You start choking and you spit it out. Yeah, fine.
Or it really tastes.
Or it's much worse than you thought.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right. Okay, let's finish the case and we'll come back. Okay? You see the Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. So the Gemara comes to the point now, so now the Gemara has arrived at the conclusion of what the statement that you mevorech bori pri ha'eitz on Shemen refers to. Right? It's Shemen besoch on Nigron. Right? When you choshesh begarno. Now, how's Rashi learning Choshish Begrono, the importance of Choshish Begrono? Apparently, according to Rashi, is what? What's the significance of Choshish Begrono? Flame shot. Is that that's how you now you make the shemen the rov, right? So now the Gemara says, okay, so it's pshita. Why? Go ahead. What's pshita? What's pshita? So now you simply have a case of Iker and Tuffel again. Now you have a case with a shemen is Iker. A case with a shemen is in an edible form, and it's Iker. So I need them to tell me that what the kolshu ikra b'imo tefela mavarchal ikra poter tefela. I need them to tell me that.
What's the which line of the Gemara is the pshita on?
Pshita is what do they need to tell me that if you have a lot of shemen in anigro and you make a bracha on the shemen.
So why were they looking for a case altogether originally? Is that the question? I mean, the case is obvious. Wouldn't that would happen?
Yeah, what are they trying to tell us? Now there is a funny question, though. There is a question, though, right, Levi? What was your question? You have a knack of asking questions at the beginning of them.
What does it mean to pshita?
Right. Why? Because on the contrary, the Gemara from before seemed to say it's a chiddush that you don't make anything more than the bird bones. Right? The Gemara thought before, maybe a shinoi, is mechayev you a new bracha. And the proof was from this very statement that on shemen you just make bar priates. So it would seem that's a chiddush. That you don't make anything more than a bar priates. Now I wasn't saying pshita, of course. It wasn't so partial a minute ago. It wasn't so partial a minute ago when we were trying to figure out the case of Yayin. Right?
I mean,
is the pshita on what bracha is, or that you're making a bracha?
I'm sorry?
Is the pshita on what bracha you're making, or that you're making a bracha at all?
On what bracha you're making on this anigma?
Isn't the pshita, Gemara asked, hey, Fidel, what's the case, right? Isn't the pshita that, what kind of question is that? We have a simple case here that over shemen.
But why can't this be the chiddush? So why can't they say the chiddush is that you might think you don't make a bar priya eitz on, you think that there's another bracha of shemen?
I know, but in Elchinami, that is a chiddush. But then once it says that, now that's looking for a case, why is it have to do that? There's a chiddush in the Gemara.
All they said was, you make a bar priya eitz on shemen.
Yeah, but then the Gemara starts looking for a case. Hechi dami. The implication of the hechi dami is that, how can there ever be such a case? Why? Where would you end up saying that bracha? So it's saying, why do you need it? What's the force behind that question? Of course there's going to be a case where you make this bracha, the anigron case.
Right.
It's saying there's force that's behind the question of hechi dami that we would think there's no such case, because you would think even in this anigron case, you wouldn't end up making a eitz on the shemen, because you wouldn't make any bracha on the shemen, because it's just for refuah.
But I understand, but isn't there a chiddush already in the fact that it's just a bar priates? What do you need to find another chiddush for? But what do you need to find? What's the kasha? What's the kasha that what do they need to make their statement? Pshita means why do they have to make their statement at all? What did Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, and Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rav Yochanan have to say anything about shemen at all? Why? Why do they have to say anything about shemen?
Right,
it's basically going back. So pshita is going back on our whole discussion, right?
Pshita is going back on their statement. Why did they have to tell us this? That you make a bari priya eitz on shemen. Why did they have to tell us to make a bari priya eitz on shemen?
Right. So if you ask, I'm just clarifying what we're. What me and Moshe are saying is that the pshita is not going back on that statement.
Of course it is. What's it going back on?
It's going back on the Gemara's question of hechi dami. What kind of question is
pshita on hechi dami?
Because the Gemara is asking a question, right?
But she's not hechi dami, which means why do you have to ask what case it is? Of course, it is the case.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
What do you mean? Of course, this is the case.
Why
is it
pshita? Why is it pshita? But then that's not the. What's the answer ever for?
That you think there's no bracha in this case. That's why I'm going to tell you.
I understand. What about the original statement of?
Yeah, that's
of,
a chiddush.
That's a chiddush. And how and when can you ever make that bracha bar priates? There's only one case you can ever make that bracha bar priates, right?
That's
this case, right? So then what's the question? So the chiddush, all they're trying to tell you is, the chiddush is that you make a bar priates on shemen.
if the way we're understanding the Gemara is that when it says Heichi Dami, the implication of that is there's no such case. Can you find me a case where that would ever apply?
Can you find me a case where you make a bar pri ezan shemen?
Right.
Correct.
And yeah, there's no force, and we're inferring that when it says Heichi Dami, there's a force behind that question, meaning we think the Gemara thinks there's no such case where that will ever happen. And it's challenging, you know, it's a challenge. So you mean to say
when it says Mao the same akivan to Fuku Machavan Lulukal Kamash Balon, that's not going back on their statement. They had no intention in conveying that message. When Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel said, you make a bite for Ace and Shemen, they weren't talking about Rafua. They were just talking about the bracha of the. But when the Gemara asked Heichi Dami, that's why it asked Heichi Dami, in order to show you that you make a bracha on Rafua. How's the Gemara know that?
How's the Gemara know?
That you make a bracha on Rafua. Oh, then you can answer that was their Chiddush. But what do you need to say that was their Chiddush? Maybe their whole Chiddush is simply that. Well, why is the Gemara looking for another Chiddush in this thing? You lost.
Simply stated, yeah. The first statement is shemen. The bracha on shemen is where he prays, right? And right. Then it seems to be a question. All right, so how do we figure out when this case applies? It couldn't be when you eat shemen by itself. Right. So therefore, then we go into this refu thing, and then it's right. Oh, so therefore, must be when shemen is. Right.
So now, when the Gemara asks Pshita, it's asking back in the original statement. And you say, now that you're telling me that this is the original statement. That when you have Iker Shemen, you make a bar priates. So that's the partial thing. What do I need Rav Yehuda or Shmuel to tell me that when I have an Iker, I make a brach on the Iker?
The answer doesn't address that in any way.
Makes sense.
The answer doesn't address why particularly it's height, though.
That's my question.
That's why we're saying
that. Yes, we're saying that way.
But that's not the pshat of the Gemara. The other way is not the pshat of the Gemara. Gemara always comes out, you have his statement, you try and say, what is he trying to teach us? You can tell me, so they analyze. So let's figure out what case he's talking about. So he must be talking about this case. So if this is his case, what is he going to tell us to make a bar priates for?
Because you wouldn't have thought I wouldn't use bar priates.
I know, but we already have a chiddush of it.
You would have made a shahakal, wouldn't you?
But if you would have made a shahakal.
No, not in this case. I'm saying that I'm supporting what you're saying.
Right. Do you have the Pnei Yoshua? Do we have it in here? Remember, bring it down. You know where it is? You know where it is?
Yeah. So this, it comes out in the end that the chiddush of that statement wasn't that it's daf over Prina 8, rather that there is a bracha because.
Exactly. Turns out the chiddush is what they were saying is something nothing to do with brachas. Nothing to do with which bracha.
Right.
It's that you make a bracha. It's that you make a bracha. Right.
What does this have to do? You mentioned before the Stani Lavuye thing. What is that? What was the
connection? No, I'm saying that. Why can't you say that's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is. What do you mean, Pshita? It's not Pasha that you make a boy priates on Shemen's eyes. Why is that a Pasha thing? Because the Gemara and Havmina that maybe Shemen needs a different bracha.
Okay.
And it proved it from here. So it would seem that's what they were doing to tell you that there's no higher bracha on Shemen.
Right, but if this is just saying that you
now
say you're
assuming like of course you make a bar priya eitz if it's shemen. What's the chiddush of telling me that? Yes, that's he asked the question too. He says like this. Pshita, v'yesh l'daktik, my parch pshita, hatzorach lashmina, d'lo tema, d'kavu le'brochem yuchedas, mishum d'shtani le'iluya, k'mo b'yayin, k'de makshi yashas le'el. So, what do you mean it's pshita? We don't need to find another chiddush. The chiddush is staring you in the face. That they said their statement to teach you that it doesn't get its own brocha. Nira da hashta lo mashma leila tamuda klal hachribusa de akati milsa de pshita. So now it seems like the Gemara doesn't know this chiddush at all. Because he's saying it's a milta de pshita. Kevin de lo ketoni b'masnisen chutz miyayin v'shemen. So now he's saying the Gemara is going back and it's saying, no, since the Mishnah didn't say chutz miyayin v'shemen, it's a milta de pshita that shemen doesn't get its own bracha. Right? So what's the chiddush? Even though he's the big proponent, but he can't learn from the Klal and the Mishnah, and that's why he's missing Mizonos, right?
Question on his idea.
So he wants to say, no, that now that was only on the Gemara's Havamina. That was just because of Ishtani Le'iluya. But now the Gemara concludes in the end that it has all those other attributes of Soed. That's really why you're chayav bracha. Now there's no more Havamina to say that the Mishnah is leaving it out.
That's okay. Because the only way it got to Maskana was using this mamar.
Yeah, so you have to say, you're right. You have to say that you really didn't have to go to the you're right. But he's saying that without the mamar, you could have said that maybe what? Maybe it's Tani V'Shire.
Right.
The mamar happens to be here. So we can prove the Mishnah is not Tani V'Shire.
Right.
But now that we know why...
We can forget about it.
Now we don't need it anymore. That's called bootstrapping.
What does the term mean?
Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. It's like a circular kind of a thing. But in the end, you don't need it anymore. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. I forget. But anyway. That's what he's saying. You understand what he's saying?
Nope.
It's logical. You might not like it, but I think it is logical. He's saying...
Can you explain what the circular problem is?
You know what? If you don't have the circular problem, then you don't have the circular problem. It's like a guy, like the Gemara says, a guy sees someone who was an Ovel, and he wasn't Menachem yet, so he says, brings up the tragedy, and then the Menachem. It's like a doctor who breaks your arm and then gives you a bandage. So, you know, if you don't have the question, you don't need the, you don't need to give you the question to get the answer. But no, he's saying that, he's saying that the Gemara is just treating that as a fact. And that's a fact. In other words, there's a question, is the Mishnah Tani V'Shire? Right? Now we have a fact. Tani V'Shire means it's not complete. So when it says Chutz Miyayin, maybe it's Chutz Miyayin V'Shire? Right? So we happen to have a statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Right? That just proves, we can just use it as a piece of evidence. That proves the Mishnah is not Tani V'Shire.
Because it was a Havamina, right? That Shemuel would be like Yayin.
Yeah. Now we know that the Mishnah is not Tani V'Shire, so now we have to find a reason why Yayin gets its own bracha.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. But now that we have it, so now the question is, what were they coming to tell us? Now the only thing is, to get out of the circle, is they knew whether the Mishnah was Tani V'Shire or not. They didn't have to come to tell us it was Tani V'Shire. They were assuming you would...
They is the Gemara.
They is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. They were not coming to tell you it's not Tani V'Shire.
Oh. He's just getting it from that.
But just proving it from that. He's not coming to tell you that.
Otherwise,
it would be circular. Right. But anyway, maybe it's a different shot. Maybe it's a simpler shot. That is... but it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. That how the Gemara takes the statements. You know what I'm saying? It just is using it. According to him, it's just using it. It's not taking it in its true meaning. Over here, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, doesn't mean they come to tell us that. But I can just prove from that statement, I can deduce from that statement to think something about the Mishnah. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't that kind of eliminate, I mean, even so, doesn't it eliminate the question of Pshita, because you could say that that was their Chiddush?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's one thing you have to say, otherwise you're right, it is circular. And that is that Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel would not come to tell you the Mishnah is not Tani V'Shire in this way. So they must have known whether it was Tani V'Shire or not. They weren't coming to teach that at all. So they had their own. They had their own thing. But anyway, But anyway, it's a good answer. It's a good answer. I mean, I'm glad that he asked the question because it was bothering me too. Another possible answer is that I mean, I'm also going to have to say a little bit of a difficult shot, but that once when the Gemara was asking, does it get its own bracha or not, the Gemara wasn't analyzing how you eat it. Okay? Once the Gemara concludes that you eat it only through a nigron, then it would never be considered worthy of its own bracha. I'm saying that's why it's pshita.
Yeah. Right.
It was in when the Gemara was just using it to analyze. It doesn't matter how it's eaten. It's just we just see it doesn't get its own bracha. Even if it was possible to get its own bracha, it doesn't. The only thing is, you'll say, so then maybe really all you need to say by yayin is it's shtayin leluya. And if the Gemara would have stopped at that point and gone further, would have realized there's no proof from, no confidence from the shaman. But those other things are true. Whether shaman is, whether shaman is a shtayin leluya or not, doesn't mean Yain is not going to be soiled because Shemin was not a Shtayin Leiluyah. You didn't need Shemin to be a Shtayin Leiluyah in order to make Yain soiled. But that's the shock of a tiny Gemara. Now the Gemara was just taking that as a fact. Now it's coming back. Well, let's really take a look at the Shemin case. And now the Gemara realizes the Shemin case is different than it was assuming, or different than it would be compared to Yain. Now the Gemara is saying, well, now there's really no Chiddush.
There's no Havamir that would just be like my peros? Then you get a shackle?
That's a very good question. Apparently not. It's a very good question, though. But I think it has to do with... it's a good question. But let's hold on to that. That has to do with what I was telling you the other day. That Yayin and Shemin are different. They're the only things that are truly mashkin. That's because the Gemara later on. Based on the Gemara later on. Gemara on Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Where it says... I duped at the time of Rachel and Shakal and Yivro. Zeyeb Amu. Because it comes from Truma. You learn that from Truma. Only Shemin and Yayin are Truma. Everything else is considered Zeyeb Amu.
That doesn't
sound good. So now you would have known it from there. But that's the pre. The other stuff you can't call it the pre. It's called Zeyeb. But this has a Shemin pre.
What's the question? Can you repeat the question on your answer?
The question on my answer is that it turns out that the Gemara said that Shemin is ishtanili, the Gemara says that Shemin is ishtanili luya and doesn't get a bracha, right? So it wants to show that's not the factor. But I'm saying in the end, in the final analysis, there's a different reason why the Gemara says it doesn't get its own bracha, because it's just a ma'ura. And something as a ma'ura would never be worthy of its own bracha. It's true it has ikkar and tafel, but it wouldn't get its own bracha if it only exists as a ma'ura, as in its edible form. So then you can't go. So then that then maybe all you needed to say with yayin was this shtayin leluya. That would be enough. All right. I don't want to torture Josh Lift anymore. Okay. Let's go on. So what's the Havamina Maskana Mahu the same that what? So now what are they telling us? It's a simple matter of Iker and Tafel. It's a simple matter of Iker and Tafel. Whenever there's an Iker and a Tafel, you always work on the Iker, not on the Tafel. Right? Mivorechas are Iker, But what is it that you mevarach on the ikar and not in the tefil? Or you mevarach on both through the ikar? That's a separate question. Mevarach al ikar upoter es tefil. So it sounds like the bracha is really on the tefil too, right? The bracha is on the tefil too, but the ikar covers the tefil. It's like you mevarach on them both, but through the main entity. Okay. Anyway, so what's the chiddush? That's a simple matter. Just said it two times in a matter of 10 lines, right? Go ahead. Mao the same. Wasn't somebody reading?
No.
We said pshita.
What?
We said one word, pshita.
That's it? Okay, who wants to go? Who wants to continue?
Okay, I'll read.
Go ahead.
So Mao the same. Even the Lurafua come off in Lo Birachalea.
Club. So you are, why are you drinking this on Nigron? Because of refuah.
Right.
So maybe you'll say lo livrachale klal, no bracha.
Kamash malan kiva de ile hanamine by brukli. So since you get a hana from it, even though it's for refuah, you have to make a bracha.
So what does Rashi say? Kiva nisle hanamine. First word, the isle.
I can't find it.
It's the first word of the line. This is this.
Oh, I see. Isle.
Yeah. What's the Rashi stressing over here?
The hana is not from the refuah.
That's right. Hana doesn't. It doesn't matter how much hana you get from the refuah. That's not the issue. It's not a question of if you're mevorich on refuah as refuah.
No.
Definitely you're not. That's not the havamin maskara.
Even with the svara, we have the first
word. No. We don't just say hanas olam. It's hanas achila. Definitely. You don't, a lot of hanas. You smear oil on your skin is a great hanas, but there's no bracha. And violate the mechal of truma. You have to pay a fifth over the replacement value. But there's still no bracha. Okay. So, it's not the hanoas refuah. It's the hanoas achila. And that's Rashi's sheet over here, right? That the Yayin Shemen alone is not even an achila. Ochalta v'sonot. So the Gemara is a similar Gemara on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph too. Same Havmi Maskan almost. The bottom of Lamed Ches by the thin lines, where the thin line is run out over there. It says the question is a similar type of thing, a mixture of grains. It's very loose. So it says two things. It says you can take it on Shabbos, and it says you make a shakel. So Gemara says you need both. You might think you can't take it on Shabbos because it's an achila, right? But since it's an achila, it's okay. Since it's also an ochel, it's okay. And he says, but you might think that since you're mechavin, same thing. And Rashi says, since it's a food, you still need a bracha. But what's the case? I mean, what's the bottom line? That his kavana, the only reason he's engaging in this achila is for the refuah, right? That's the only reason he's engaging in this achila.
Right.
For the refuah, yeah?
Rashi before inzu achila shitu una bracha.
That's
since
right.
He's not getting seeming hanas achila from
right.
It. It's no bracha.
That's right. So here it's really essentially a ma'aser refuah, it's not a ma'aser achila. So what's the havmina maskana? Kamash molon, kevon. That what? Kevon de nene. Kevon is like hanomine, boi buchi. Yeah. Tosis says it has to taste good. Yeah.
Just trying to isolate some variables. Is it, like, let's say you had tea, which is a machal, even if it's not for refuah. So if you had it for refuah, would this be the same question? Or is it specifically because it's oil, which without the refuah is nothing? It's not an achila.
Well, that's a good question. It would seem, according to Rashi, it's specifically because it's not the normal way you eat it. I mean, that would have to do with the other question, right? That would have to do with the other question, it would seem, which we didn't get into yet. Is it a separate mix? Is it a greater ratio of oil, right, or is it just because the ikar is oil? The way Rashi's learning, it's like it's not the normal way you would eat this at all. It's not the normal form of mahal. So if you just had, and also it's the case in lamaches. It's not the, you don't, nobody does that normally to eat. It's only done that way for a fool. So then, that seems to be the question. Your kavana here is koveya this as a refuah. Otherwise, your koveya is your kavana doesn't do anything. Yeah. So what do you say? Tough question. It's a tough question. It's a tough question. You mechaven for refuah, but you get hanah.
Seems like the halmin is that the bracha goes after like the hisaskus of the gata, not by the way. What actually takes place?
Okay. So the gavra is not involved in achila. He's involved in refuah. Is that what you're saying? He's involved in the Maisa Refuah.
He's not doing this for, like, Hanas, you know, of the Ochel. He's doing this for Refuah. So
I mean, since this is a personal Shamach, and it seem, would make sense that your Das is Koveya, what Maisa you're doing.
Right.
What does that have to do with the fact that it's a personal Shamach?
Well, your Das is Koveya Maisa, right? If you're just doing... And the Shevach you could make an argument Shevach might be inappropriate, even though in a case where your Das is divorced from the Maisa you're doing, the Maisa requires Shevach, but your Das has nothing to do with it.
So when we say, Kol ha-neneh min ha-omedah bo-bracha, kibu mo'al, right? Also, Adam ha-yonah min ha-omedah bo-bracha. So we are talking about achila. Right? It's talking about achila.
There's lots of different ways to like take medicine, so it's like an accidental thing.
That's an accidental thing that it happens to be a food. That's an accidental thing. But the gavra doesn't need to be mevorech for this activity. In other words, you have to be mevorech, and it's a matir for a maisa achila. It's a matir for achila. Right? It's a matir to be osik in achila. But not for refuah. You have shus. You have a right to be ozik in refuah. So what do you say? So what do you say to the maskana? Kaven this way, anomine boi bruchi.
Rashi, by the way, doesn't seem to agree with Tosfos, right? Because when he says came to Eastland, or since it is mahal, right?
He says it's a food over there. Right. Yeah, it's true. Here he says, here
he
just
says hana, right? Hana sachila.
Yesh hana sachila.
Why can't you just say according to Rashi that that the mechayev of the bracha is just a maisa achila? And it's true that you're using this maisa achila for refuah, but you are doing a maisa achila. It's not, we don't care about the hisaskos.
But that's what he's saying by hisaskos. He's saying it's none of my sechiyot. I mean, right? Is that what he's saying? Mm-hmm. Or not? I don't know what he's saying. You mean it's a ma'is achil, but the gavra is not, it's like a psik reisha on achil. He's really doing it. He's really doing it for the refu aspect. Actually, there is also an achil aspect. But he doesn't care about that achil aspect. Right, so you're saying that's the question. Does it go by the gavra or by the ma'isa?
Classic. I think I'm just make it a little bit smoother. Is that yeah. Oil is not, it's like an undefined thing. I don't think it's worked by any food. The question is, oil is open to definition. So how does definition in this case emerge? And you can plug in what we've been saying. But I don't think this would work for chicken that works as refuah, because that's always just achila, no matter what. Even if you're doing it for refuah, that's still going to be achila. That's always predefined.
Yeah.
Yeah, aside for the anos refuah, aside for the refuah, he has anos achila. Aside for the refuah, he has anos achila. See, it reminds me, it's like you have a halacha by, you have a similar halacha by, like by Chalev, right? Mentioned a few times, I think. That, Mechayev Achatis, by Chalev, but that's one of the few machal surahs that you have Achatis on. For even if it's misasik, even though it's totally, it's not even a shogeg, totally, it's even less than a shogeg. It's called a misasik. And other chiyuvei yichatas, you'd be potter if it was misasik. But by machol sasuros, we say yichayev. Why? It's because you were nana. Because you were nana. So what? So what? I was a nana. I was a misasik. Right? So apparently, the chiyuv of the chatas, that I'm not more culpable, personally, because it happened to have been something that gave me anah. Right? But what? I am in need of a kapara. Right? I am in need of a kapara. What's that?
Let's say by Shabbos, right? He clicks on the light by reflex.
No, that's not the same thing. Not considered.
But he was a nana there.
Not
also.
From the miso. Not from the miso.
That's a result of it.
So what do you see from that? You see from that that being a nana is a tziruf in itself. Being a nene is a tziruf in itself.
To what? To the answer.
To that entity. So that's why you require kapara. You require kapara. I mean, it's in line with what we were saying. The idea of kapara is right. Undoing it. Correct. So as if you were. It has to do, you chayev the kapara for a certain tziruf to the thing, either mentally, because you were lax in it, or in fact, you were a nana. You do feel benefited by it. So it could be over here also saying a similar idea. That since you did eat it, I don't care what your motivation was, right? You are mitzuruf now to this Shevach. In other words, you have a tziruf to this, you are related to this reality that is that is chayiv in shevach. In other words, you are chayiv to be mishabeach because you are mitzur, you have a tziruf to that entity of the shevach. In terms of the hisaskas of the gavra, the chiyuv doesn't come about from the hisaskas of the gavra, right? Like you're saying, but in fact, now you are related to that entity, and that itself, the ability to give the shevach is the mechayev too. The stam guy walks around and sees a fruit. He has no shaychus to that shevach. You don't have a shaychus to the shevach. You can't just give a shevach without having a without being related to it. It's an empty shevach if you're not related to it. It looks disingenuous. But now, even though this was not my goal, but through that achila, I did encounter the phenomenon that the world is created with ochel that is nene. That itself is a mechayev to give shevach. And I can't wait till I get it. I have to do it beforehand. But the point is, no, we were dealing in the very beginning, we were questioning the idea of kol nene melom hazeh, that it's also lihanas melom hazeh b'lo bracha. Right? Meaning to say, do you need to have a certain kavana before you engage in the achila? Now this Gemara is saying, and I was asking you, Levi, if the bracha is what makes it mutter. Right? So here you see that there is a phenomenon where the bracha is not what's making it mutter. Because it would seem refuah itself is a matir. Right? But that it's usher to be a nenem in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. You can't allow yourself to be in that state. That state itself is usher. To be a nenem in olam hazeh b'lo bracha. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is it simply a matir in terms of engaging in the achila? So I have refuah here. Refuah is a matir. What do I need the bracha? What do I need the matir of bracha for? I have refuah. Right? Or is it a separate thing? It's not a question of a matir. It can't be that state is usher. To put yourself into being a nene without a shevach. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand the havamin.
It's a subtle difference. What's that?
I don't understand the havamin.
The havamin is saying, I think, that you have to, when you engage in achila, you must have a hakara of the system of the world. You have to be makir the world. You have to be makir the bore that he set up, that there are foods for the creatures, and they get enough from these foods. You know, all the ideas that we're discussing. You're not roy to engage in the achila without recognizing these ideas first. It's improper to engage in achila without recognizing these ideas first. Right? But refuah has no requirement like that. I'm allowed to engage in refuah without recognizing ideas of food, ideas of ochlim. So right now my kavana is refuah. I'm not engaging in achila. So what do I need that matir of bracha to engage in achila for? I'm not engaging in achila.
The maskana is saying
there's nothing to do with matir of engaging in the maisa of achila. It has to do with the fact that when you are ochel, it brings to mind this idea that the world is created this way. Whether you engage in it for the achila or not, you are now mitsuraf to the system of food, of sustenance in the world. and you're nene from it.
That's
usher. To be in that state and not be meshabeach on it.
You're saying that it's not, like, the problem is not just saying that the problem isn't that the ochel is lacking a heter.
That's right.
It's just the fact that you as a gavra were nena and that and being in that state without a
heter. That's right. You can't be that you're mitzuruf to this thing and you're in a position to recognize its goodness and you're partaking of its goodness, even though you're not doing it for the reason of the ochel, but you are partaking of its goodness. And you're not a mishabeach.
Isn't it just simpler to say that the Gemara is like is going about around the question of like whether it's the ma'isachiva that's mechayiv in the bracha, in which case his kavana is for the refuah, so it's not a ma'isachiva,
right.
Or it's saying no that it's true that that there's no ma'isachiva here, but there's hana and the bracha goes on the hana. Like, isn't that just
but isn't it hanoa sachila?
Isn't it what
hanoa sachila?
It's not just hana, like if you anything.
And nobody would say it's not achila. I mean, in reality, it's achila. If you, it's true, it's not ochalta v'savota v'rachta, but if you eat this on Yom Kippur, you definitely may be chayev. It's not dvarim shein be'adam ochel. I mean, it's not. Well, it's a different thing. You're bringing back an important. I was thinking about the idea of the kviyas a little bit more. What the idea of kviyas is for Birkas HaMazon. And I was thinking maybe it has something to do with the interpretation of the pasuk. Of where do you get the idea? Of the pasuk says two things. It says v'ochalto v'savoto. Why does it have to say v'ochalto? V'ochalto. You could say because otherwise you wouldn't know what the svi is talking about. You wouldn't know what kind of svi it is. But I think it's more. There's achilas arayin and there's achilas keva, right? I think it's saying the only chayav. I'll just mention. I don't really have it fully worked out or anything. But the ochalto means that the gavra was osek as a gavra in achila. Now, as it was a real kvias, he was kavua for achila. It wasn't just an accidental achila that he filled himself up with. The mechayev in the pasuk is v'ochalto. V'ochalto is only v'ochalto is what implies kvias. It implies a cognitive maisa that you are kovei yourself, not just v'savata that I happen to be filled up. V'savata means I happen to have been filled up. It requires more. It requires the gavra's kvias. It requires the shema on the part of the gavra to be kovei himself as for achila. V'ochalta meaning that becomes the activity, not just that he ate. But it's like a maisa itself of achila, and that requires kriyas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the Gemara's question, because there's a kriyas by achila and there's a kriyas by shasiya. Because we say that if you're kovei, we say if you make a bracha on yayin, it patters all the other brachas of mashkin. You don't have to make any other brachas on mashkin, right? Because there is a kriyas for shasiya, just like there's a kriyas for achila. The question, though, is that enough of the kviyas? We don't know. We don't know if that's the proper kviyas. And you can't try to make the kviyas of achila into a kviyas of kviyas of shia into the kviyas of achila. That would be just butler, but daidai as well.
Are you?
Yeah. But anyway.
Going back to the havmiyah.
So that's something of similar to what reminded me of that was that's the difference between the two sides. In other words, you have to be kovei yourself for achila. Not the same way by Birkas HaMazon, but in order to engage in achila, you need to be mevarech. You understand, Levi? Not that it's of course it's a ma'is achila, but you're not kovei yourself like you were saying. It is a ma'is achila, but the gavra is not kavua. The gavra's kavona is not for the ma'is achila involved. There are two qualities to it. That's why there have to be two qualities to it. Otherwise, you just You're just fooling yourself. They have to be two qualities. But it's like water. Water you can be koveya for just depends what you're doing with it. But the question is the bracha, because the gavra cannot be kavua in this activity without the bracha? That's the problem. Where's the problem? The problem when the gavra is koveya himself, or is the problem when he's a nene? Where's the real problem of not being a mavar?
Like the maskana seems like philosophically, like it makes sense that, of course, you can't like be a nana without being a shabbat on it. So it's just a question of like, even though that's true, how does the halakhic formula like emerge from that?
No, it's very different. It's not so posh. I would say when you're engaging in the system for the system's reasons, that's when you have to be a shabbat. But if it's for another reason, you just happen to be engaged in it, why does that require me to be Mishabeah? Well, it's a different idea of the requirement. It's a different idea of what the requirement of the Mishabeah, of being a Mishabeah is. Is it to engage in the system? I'm just saying in more halacha. Is it a matter to engage in the system? Or is it an issa to be in it without being a Mishabeah? You understand what I'm saying? Is it a chi of in terms of maisa, or just in terms of the gavra it's an issa? See, I would flip it. You could flip it around.
Right.
See, that's the beauty of saying you gavra maisa, because you could flip it around. You could say that does the chi of come from the gavra? To be an ochel, you have to eat. You have to be a mishabeach first. Or is it once you're involved in that system, just through the mice alone, you're in the system, now you can't turn away from the Sheva. Once you're there, and it's Roy for you to be Mishabeach, that itself is an Isser. That itself is the Isser. To have an opportunity of Shevach and not do it. You understand? It's a much higher philosophical idea. One idea is, you can't be in it. You need to be a mishabeach in order to do it. The other way is different. It's very different. That it's an iser to have an opportunity of shelach and not take it. And as long as you're in the realm of being of achila, right? You're shayach to it. You just pass an apple on the street, you're not shayach to it at all. Well, that's the question. Why is it when the guy passes the apple in the street, he doesn't have to make a bracha? To put it that way. Is it because he doesn't want to engage in the achila, so he has no chiv to be mishabeach? He doesn't need to be mishabeach for any reason. There's no reason to. There's nothing he needs to do that requires him to be mevarech. He's not trying to engage in an activity that would require him to be mevarech. Or is it because he simply can't? He's not mitzurah, he's not shayach to it. He's not engaged in the activity. He's not a bar hochi of shevach. Is it because he doesn't have a cause to be a mishabeach, or is it because he's not a bar hochi of shevach? But you can't be a bar hochi of shevach. That's a realm where being a bar hochi of shevach and not being a mishabeach is a statement in itself. That's a gnai in itself. It's not that if you want to have the fruit, you have to recognize God first. It's much more than that. Yeah?
Just to clarify what you're saying, by the Havamina, a couple of things that seem different to me. Are you saying that, the Havamina is saying that in order to engage in Afila, you need a matir, and there's a matir of Bracha and a matir of Rafua? Are you saying that in order to engage in Afila, you need a matir of Bracha, but Rafua isn't Afila, so there's no matir for it?
I guess the second way is better. The second way is better. Right, we just did the first way at one point. Yeah. I just meant that I was saying in general you need a matir. So you're right. But refuah is not really a matir. It's a different activity. It doesn't need a matir at all, right? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's a very different idea. It's a very different idea. Yeah, it's a very wide open question. Very little explanation given there. But it does seem to be, that does seem to be the facts. I mean, you gotta get the facts. The facts do seem to be that it's a Maisa Refua, and that and Maisa Refua doesn't need a bracha, because that's what Rashi emphasizes even in the Maskana, that that's never changing. It's not that you need a bracha on Refua. As Refua, you don't need bracha. And I need this Refua, right? Or do you? And it also happens to be that simultaneously with the Maisa Refua is going to be a Hana of Achila. Right? So, I mean, I guess you could set it up differently than the way I'm setting it up. You could say the question is, like you were saying, does the Refua mate the Achila too? Really, I have a chiyuv to bake a bracha on the food. But do you say... It's hard to say. It's hard to put it that way. It's hard to, once you start with that, it's hard to go anywhere.
Because then you're saying it really is like an achila with the refuah.
Yeah, so then why do I have a right to ignore the achila aspect? It seems to be in terms of the hisaskus, like you said, in terms of the gavra, he's engaging in refuah, and therefore he doesn't need a matir for achila. Because he's not engaging in achila.
So therefore, like in the largest case, I'm drinking tea.
Oh, but that's because here it has a nigron, has a lot of a nigron in it. Yeah. That's not a normal food. So now your kavana is going to be koveya how you're engaging it. It's like water. Water can be a food, or water can be a wash, right? If I take water just to wash something down, so that's not a you don't take a bracha on that. But if I take orange juice to wash something down, doesn't matter why I'm taking the orange juice. It's automatically kavua, it's automatically an ochel, and it's automatically maisachila. But since this is not the normal way to eat it, it can be your kavana can it's not automatically an achila.
Maskana wouldn't matter because it's
maskana wouldn't matter because you're still engaged. You're still in the end are mitzuruf to that realm of achila because it also partakes of achila.
I'm wondering, Maskana, what exactly is mitzuruf you to the thing that makes you into a bar hafi of shava? The fact that you want to...
Then it's roi l'achila. This thing is roi l'achila. And it is that the food is roi l'achila, that this thing is an ochel, that it's a food.
Right, but there's more than that, though, because you actually...
And I'm getting hana from it, yeah.
But you're not getting hana yet, though.
Yeah, I'm getting hana. What do you mean?
You have to say the bracha before you...
Well, that's tamakasha. Why do you always say to the bracha before?
In the maskana, is it because you're a nana or because it's an ochel? I thought it was because you're a nana.
It's because you're a nana from food. From food, it has to be an ochel. I mean, that's you're saying the toast doesn't hold, it has to be a food.
Sorry,
don't want to say. Before. Because it just says mashkim...
Is he talking about food? He seems to be talking about food, right?
Mashkim ro'im lishtos.
Right. He's just saying food without hanas achila, right?
Right. But let me ask you a question. There's another way completely to learn this Gemara. Well, this is good according to Rashi. This is a good pshat according to Rashi. Right? But let's say you learn, like, the Rashba. Did you see the Rashba?
We didn't see it.
Yeah. So what does the Rashba say? What does the Rashba say, Kitsa? He says, if I'm not mistaken... Correct me if I'm wrong, but it means according to Haigon?
Yeah.
That according to Haigon, and Mashma from the Rambam too, that it doesn't matter how much oil is in this Anigron. There's no different, you don't change the amount of oil in the Anigron. Purely a question of Kavanah. Right? That's why Haigon said a strange statement. Right? So that? He said, it depends if it's Shabbos or Chol. Right? But the Rashi doesn't make any sense. That can't be. You don't make a new bracha because of Shabbos or Chol. So what do you say he meant by that? He meant on Shabbos you're drinking a Kisra Refuah.
Right.
So during the chol, generally you're not going to be going for a refuah because you have another option. You just drink the shemen straight. So if you're drinking a nigron, it's because of the achila.
Right.
But if on chol, you really are doing it just for the shemen, then you're not going to make
a refuah. So the gaonim talk in a funny way. You have to analyze what the person is saying with chachma. You know, the rabbi says, this is what he said, but this cannot be what he means. It's not possible that there's a bracha you make on Shabbos on the same food and different bracha during the week. So he must have meant that on Shabbos you're taking it for a fool because you can't have the oil alone. It's just a shorthand way of saying depending on your kavana, basically. So the same exact mixture of oil and shlokos, whatever it is over here, depending on your kavana will change the bracha. If you're drinking it for a food, right? Then what? Then it's shakal. But if you're drinking it because you're ill and you want to cure your throat, then it's boy creates. Right? And that's like the Ram too. Ram just says, a choshish begronov doesn't say that there's anything different than the oil. Yeah, so that's an interesting shita. I mean, what's the pshita over there? It's still the smaller amount. Right? It's a different kind of idea, Vicar and Tachal.
Right.
It's an idea, Vicar and Tachal, not in terms of what's the predominant.
It's not an amount, it's just what you're mechavim for.
So you could learn pshat in the Gemara that itself is a chiddush. That I might think that since my kavana is for refuah, that won't make it the ikar. Because ikar and tafel goes in terms of food. And then when I have two foods, and this food is the food that I want more, then I have ikar and tafel. But it happens to be its food, but I don't want it for its food quality. I want it for a totally different reason, for the refuah aspect. So maybe the desire for the refuah won't give it a din of an ikar. You understand what I'm saying? And when the only thing you have to say is when the Gemara says lo voy lebruchi klal means the bracha is going to go on the anigron. You don't make a bracha on the shemen because it's still tough though. Kamash Malon, that since you do get Hanos Ochel from it. I didn't think about my pshat. I didn't see anybody say this pshat. But it would seem you're going to learn like this way. You're going to learn this way. It's a good pshat. It's a good shot. And the reason why I like it too is because it's a different question than the other Gemara in Lam Ches. Why should you have two Gemaras that have the same thing? Do you make a bracha just for a refuah? This is a separate question. It's a question of can you have Ikar and Tafel from a refuah? But think of the idea. I think it's an interesting idea. Because you're trying to use a non-Ochel aspect to get an Ochel idea of Ikar and Tafel. Right? In other words, maybe you'll say only your Kavana in terms of food will be Kovea, this is Ikar and Tafel. It's a food that I happen to have another reason why I want to eat it, doesn't make it Ikar Tafel in terms of Ochlin. Right? How can I be Mevatel the shame Ochel in the major substance to this when I'm not valuing it for its achila aspect.
Right. Which it's is a what very nice Ikar Tafel is shaykh to anyway. It's only
and that's here, that's right? What so the Gemara is saying. We have to see if three more get the answer. But take a look at the Torah. The Torah is your question. That if you hold, like Rashi, that it's a true robe, do you also have to be choshish begonov?
Right.
And take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is very funny, the way he has that Rambam at the order. Take a look at that.